I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. It is the job of every generation to engage with Scripture, yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and interpret what the Bible is saying to us within our own context. The Bible offers a lot of directions about how to be human, things to do that will lead to our flourishing, and opposite behaviors that lead to destruction. Most of the things Jesus called out as sinful when he walked the earth had to do with the way powerful people treated those without power. He held suspect the wealthy and powerful and challenged their motives while calling the poor and vulnerable blessed. We have a tendency to want to find passages of Scripture that tell us how to behave and treat them like a checklist. Do these things, don't do these things, and me and God are good. But there are a few problems with this. First, you can keep all the rules and not have a relationship with God at all. And also, you can't keep all the rules. The rules don't work to make us holy. Paul says in Philippians 3, "I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith." We know our own good deeds can't make us right with God. Our relationship to him depends on faith. And we know that some behaviors lead to human flourishing while others don't. We can find something like a to-do list in the second half of Ephesians. Put away falsehood and speak the truth. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Let the thief no longer steal, but work so that he has money to give to the poor. Don't speak corrupting words, but speak encouragement instead. Put away bitterness and wrath. Be tenderhearted and forgiving instead. Do this, don't do this. But let's think about the reasons behind this list. Remember that Paul is writing to the church. He is talking about how they should conduct themselves within the community. He is not writing to those sinners out there. These are the in-house documents. What's underneath this to-do list? First, remember that the church's existence is designed to bring God glory. The church is supposed to be the body of Christ, displaying the fullness of him who fills all in all, according to Ephesians chapter 1. Paul's not just writing about how to live a good life, he's writing about how we can give God glory. So, as we read the list in Ephesians 4, we should be connecting it back to chapter 1 and saying, ah, this is how we do it. This is how we bring God glory. These behaviors matter because we have a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify God. Another reason we have lists like this is that we, the church, are supposed to be the new image bearers in the world. The genuine, most authentic human family. Those saved by grace and shaped by grace. That's a lot deeper than good little boys and girls making sure they don't get punished. Ephesians 4 is not talking about how we're going to get put in time out for misbehaving. It's talking about you and me bearing the image of God, carrying his spirit within our earthen vessels, through which we reflect the light of God back out into the world. Finally, this list of behaviors is about sowing seeds of unity within the church. We should speak the truth. We should say things that build up and encourage our neighbors. We should work so we can give to those in need. Instead of letting bitterness and anger rule inside of us, we should forgive. Do you see how these behaviors foster unity? There is a way to behave that fosters the opposite of unity. It's called sowing seeds of disunity. How do you sow disunity? You tell lies about people. You sow deceit. You steal. You let your anger and rage build up and you say words that hurt people. Words you can't take back. Some behaviors unify us and some sow disunity. Some behaviors reflect the character and nature of God out to the world and others do not. Ephesians 5:6 says, "Do not be deceived." There are other lenses through which we can evaluate the world and our behaviors within it. And some of those lenses obscure the truth about what a good life looks like, rather than making it clear. I think these words in Ephesians are about keeping our lens accurately dialed in to what makes a good human community. Seeing God's good world clearly and owning the fact of how we show up within it. We don't do these things to make God happy with us. We do these things because His love for us, expressed through Jesus, is so important. In fact, it has become the most valuable treasure we possess. We want to honor Him with our lives because of His great love. Today, I hope you'll take the opportunity to show up in the world in a way that demonstrates the love of Christ, accomplishes His purposes, and leads to deeper and deeper unity. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.